Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
In Leviticus chapter number 23, remember, Jesus is the first fruits. Okay? 23, beginning in verse number 9. Yeah. Can you get that up there, Greg? It's talking about the first fruits. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye be come into the land which I give you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then shall ye bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. They're celebrating what is called now the Feast of the First Fruits. It comes right after the Passover, which is interesting about Christ is our Passover. Now we're looking at the first fruits, and it's all going to fit together. Christ is our Passover. Now we're looking at first fruits. Verse number 11. The priest shall bring the first fruits, and he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted of you. Now here's the next phrase. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. When is the morrow after the Sabbath? Sunday. The first day of the week. Why do we worship on Sunday? Regardless of what the Seventh-day Adventists would say, they think we have accepted the mark of the beast. Do you realize that? The Seventh-day Adventists said we have accepted the mark of the beast because we now worship on Sunday. How many of y'all didn't know that? Well, now you know it. You can't raise your hand anymore. I've told you this, okay? They think we've accepted the mark of the beast because we worship now on a Sunday and not on a Saturday, the Sabbath. We no longer worship. The New Testament church didn't worship on, they worship on the first day of the week. That's a whole nother teaching. But here in the Old Testament, there was something special about the first fruits. It's a picture of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Christ, the first fruits. And they celebrated the first fruits, not on the Sabbath, on a Saturday, but on the morrow after the Sabbath. Ain't that neat? Ain't that neat?
Yeah.
That's Sunday. It pictured the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why we celebrate the resurrection on a Sunday, not on this. And the Sabbath, by the way, is Saturday. That's never changed. That's always been so. But we don't worship on the Sabbath. We worship on the first day of the week. But you see that picture here. Anyway, I shared that with those people in Cuba, and their eyes just, I've never seen that before, which I guess some of y'all have never seen that before either, so no difference here. But it's just interesting to see the picture of the first fruits that was on display. And I wish I could talk about the Feast of the Tabernacles and the Passover and all these other things. That pictures some things and all about Christ and all. That's a whole other lesson there. But the first fruits, back in 1 Corinthians 15, he became the first fruits. And they had been celebrating that since years, hundreds of years prior, and it pictured the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The same way, they remember all the tabernacle and the temple, every article that was in the tabernacle and temple, it pictured Christ. Whether it was the brazen altar, whatever it would be, the candlestick, whatever it be, everything pictured Christ. All these feasts pictured Christ in one way or the other, and the Feast of the First Fruits pictured his resurrection. Interesting. Let's move on. Back in 1 Corinthians 15. But now is Christ risen from the dead and became the first fruits of them that slept. For since by one man came death, and we know that this one man was Adam. In Romans chapter 5, verse number 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned, Romans 5:12. So we see that Adam brought sin into the world, not Eve. Ladies, you're off the hook. The Bible is so clear. Even though Eve was the first to take fruit, and she gave it to Adam, the Bible tells us that Eve was deceived. Adam disobeyed. Why is that? God told Adam, who was the head of the house, Adam, don't eat this fruit. Remember, I just read that again here this past week in Genesis chapter 3, that in the midst of the garden, in the middle of the garden, he had the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. And I've said this before. It's not like Jesus, when God created the Garden of Eden, he put the one tree in the middle of the garden and the others on the back 40. You know, our old people talk about back 40s, you know, somewhere out of the way. I believe they were side by side in the midst of the garden. And God told Adam, Adam, man, you have access to all of these beautiful trees around here, but this tree, this is my tree. Don't eat of this tree. It belongs to me. Well, remember what happened? Satan came in and went to Eve. Hath God said? Did God really say those things? But so Eve was deceived. Adam disobeyed. There's a whole nother lesson, but I want you to get the picture. That's why the Bible makes it so clear that because of Adam's sin, not Eve, Adam's sin, death came into the world. By the way, it wasn't Satan's sin that brought sin into the world. It was Adam's sin because Adam disobeyed God. That's a whole other, what's interesting. So you see the contrast here. Since by man came death, we know that was Adam. By the way, because Adam died, we all die. By man, speaking of Jesus Christ, came also the resurrection of the dead. Verse number 22. For as in Adam, all die. Even so in Christ, he makes that comparison, shall all be made alive. It's interesting. Because of sin, the sin of Adam, death is passed upon all men. All of mankind have the nature of sin and the curse of death. All of us do. Why do we die?
David
asked me a question this morning. He said, I have a question for you. I said, okay, you get one question a day. And you make it a good one. He asked me a good one about sin, about death, and all these other things. Kind of what we're talking about this morning. That we all, because of sin, we have tribulation. We have troubles in this world because of sin. We die. We have sickness. We have pain. We're suffering because of sin, and that's because of Adam. Adam's sin. But because of Christ now, who removes that curse of sin, if we place our faith and trust in him, he gives us that life eternal. So in Adam, we all die, but in Christ, we all live. Amen. Amen. You've heard the old statement, it's been old as the hills. You're born, if you're only born once, you die twice. Where do you get that word? Not only die physically, you die spiritually. Because in Revelation chapter number 20, death and hell is cast into the lake of fire. And this is the second death. You're born once, you die twice. But if you're born twice, not just physically, but spiritually, remember Jesus said you must be born again. Well, the Bible says you're born twice, you die once, which is in general, but I'm not looking for death. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. I don't plan on being one of those dead in Christ shall rise. I'm planning on being those we which are alive and remain. I hope to be in that group, which we are. Y'all following?
Yes.
I hope we're all in that group. We should be looking for that, by the way. Amen. I heard one holy grunt. We should be looking for the coming of the Lord at any moment. I hate to be, there's a lot of people in camps that, well, in religious circles who doesn't believe that Jesus Christ could come today. He can't, he has to wait till the middle of the tribulation or after the tribulation or after whatever. I just read something this morning that popped up. I don't do Facebook, but something popped up on my thing. I don't even have a Facebook page. I take it back. I bought a couple things on Marketplace Facebook, hunting stuff, and I won't get into all that. But anyway, something, I got four deer this week, by the way, so it worked. Something popped up about a preacher who's denying that Jesus Christ was even coming. He called it a hoax. A preacher that denied the coming of Christ.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.